Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming show in Hartford, Connecticut on March 15th. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Josh from Fort Wayne.
Hey, Josh, how are things in Fort Wayne?
A little bit cold.
Yeah, it gets that way this time of year in Fort Wayne. What do you do there?
I sing in a rock band.
No! So wait a minute. We had another guy who's a singer in a rock band. What's your rock band called?
The 1947 California Cupcake Company.
Catchy as hell.
So I'm guessing not punk rock then.
No, acoustic comedy.
I'm into it.
Yeah. It's like jokes you can dance to.
Zach.
There you go. Well, welcome to the show, Josh. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, of course, you know this. You have to fill in the last word or phrase. Do that two times. You'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
Here is your first limerick.
On hot days, those poor kids condemn the shade. Street dealers, it's time we give them an aid. Let's not cause them grief for their cool thirst relief. In Wisconsin, we'll legalize...
lemonade?
Yes, lemonade. Very good.
Lemonade.
Lawmakers in Wisconsin plan to clean up the mean streets there by passing a bill to legalize lemonade stands in that state. Without a proper permit, it was previously illegal to sell lemonade on the street. It also goes by the street names Zing Juice, Yellow Belly, Tongue Tang, and Sweet Pea. So apparently they didn't know they needed this law, but then in 2011, a stand run by two young girls were shut down by police in Wisconsin because they didn't have the correct food handling license. You think that's overkill, but they were also selling Crystal Light. So now it's legal. Go ahead, Wisconsin little girls and boys.
Really?
Sell lemonade.
I think it's good. I think, you know, I come from a land where we have to be, you know, mean and terrible to our children to build them up. And I think arresting 11-year-olds truly is the way forward.
You think so?
It's the only way they'll learn.
Exactly.
You know that sullen teenager in Greece?
Yes.
Wouldn't have happened if she'd been arrested age 11.
I know. Here is your next limerick.
Resentments I'd rather not nurse, so some expletives I shall disperse. When I'm down on my luck, I say bleep, bleep, and bleep. Then I'm happy, because I freely...
curse.
Yes! It turns out happiness is a four-letter word, or it comes from them. At least that's what some S-hole science magazine published this week. According to the research, when we curse, our body releases endorphins, our circulation increases, and our mouths are much cleaner because we wash them out with soap.
They've done studies that show that people who curse more have higher IQ.
Exactly right. So instead of saying, he swears like a sailor, we should say, he swears like a nautical engineer. All right, Josh, here is your last limerick.
I'm pushing for all that I'm worth, yet my labor pains strike him with mirth. He just might understand if I'm crushing his hand. That'll help ease the pain during...
childbirth?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah, well, birth, fine. You threw in an extra syllable. Who cares? The best thing you can do, it turns out, according to a new study, the best thing you can do for your partner during childbirth is hold her hand. So the best thing you can do is the least thing you can do. A new study out of Colorado University shows that holding your partner's hand during childbirth significantly lessens the pain in labor, while significantly increasing the pain in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Somebody should sell husband's hands at hospitals. They're on the way in, you just hold them and you just squeeze them. And your husband's like holding that. He's like, uh-huh.
That's great news.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, keep squeezing the rubber hand.
You can help your partner with childbirth, and you can play Candy Crush with the other hand.
Yeah. I have a question, though. Yeah. So if swearing helps reduce pain and squeezing your partner's hand also helps, does it help if you swear like a nautical engineer while also holding on to your partner's hand?
Oh, absolutely.
I can answer that, yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I'm taking notes. I'm going to get pregnant tomorrow and just...
Bill, how did Josh do in our quiz?
What a good job. He got them all right.
Congratulations. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Peter.
Take care.